The barracks leader, an obsequious servant of the SS, was invariably a common law criminal, whose green insignia distinguished him from the other prisoners. He snapped to attention and made his report, giving muster of those men under his command. Next, it was the turn of the SS to inspect the ranks. They counted the columns and inscribed the numbers in their notebooks, if there were any dead in the barracks, and there were generally 5 or 6 a day, sometimes as many as 10. They too had to be present for the inspection. And not only present in name, but physically present, standing, stark naked, supported by 2 living prisoners until the muster was over. For living or dead, the prescribed number of prisoners had to be present and accounted for. It sometimes happened that when they were overworked, the commando whose job it was to transport the dead in wheelbarrows failed to pass by for several days. Then the dead had to be brought to each inspection until the transportation commando finally arrived to take charge of them. Only then were their names crossed off the muster list. After all I had learned, I wasn't sorry to have acted boldly and tried to better my lot. By having been chosen the very first day to work as a doctor, I had been able to escape the fate of being lost in the mass and drowned in the filth of the quarantine camp. Thanks to my civilian clothes, I had managed to maintain a human appearance, and this evening I would sleep in the medical room bed of the 12th Hospital, quote-unquote, barracks.